may just be late.
Well, we're a couple minutes early. Would you like me to wait? Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. This is a pre-hearing conference in file number S-16-005, and I'm Sue Tanner, the hearing examiner for the city. And you are?
Sean Reeves.
Okay.
Attorney for the...
And for the department.
And Aaron Ferguson for the department.
Okay, and I've looked this over. It's an interpretation. Have you, either of you, or have both of you talked about how you would like to proceed with it? What we normally do is the department and the appellant often will present a stipulation of facts to whatever amount you can stipulate, and then we'll hold the hearing on whatever factual testimony that you want to present on the probably the nature of the vehicle or whatever, and then there's briefing on the legal issues. Does that sound approximately like we should write for this case? Or
actually, we think that maybe we'll just pencil steps.
One and two.
Second step. Yeah, one and two. So there are probably going to only be a few relevant facts, and we're probably going
okay.
to stipulate to them.
You will. Okay, so we don't need the hearing. All right. So would you want a hearing to argue the law or just brief it?
I would be willing to stipulate just a briefing unless the examiner would find oral argument helpful.
It depends on your briefs.
Yeah.
If you do a good job. No, most of the time I don't necessarily need. In some tax cases I do,
yeah.
But not usually in land use.
I think this is going to be pretty straightforward, so we'll probably discuss with the
okay.
As well.
All right, so we don't
need to stipulate. If you decide you want to hear from us, let us know.
Okay. I will probably assign this case to the deputy hearing examiner, very experienced land use attorney that's coming in tomorrow, Ryan Vansel. And I don't think there will be any issues that are different than they would be with me. So what time or what date do you want to have a stipulation of facts in? Do you want to set a deadline for that or just deal with it yourselves?
How would you feel about us just working together, set up a schedule for both the facts and the motion?
And send it in.
And send it in for...
That would be fine.
How much time does the examiner like to have to review? Do you like them all to come in together before you...
The briefs?
Yeah.
You can do it either way. You can have them all together. You can have the usual open response reply, or you can each do an open and response, whichever way you'd like to set up. It seems like this is a pretty straightforward situation, so I don't necessarily think we need to have the three briefing dates, but if you decide you really want to do that, if the appellant decides that they want to do that, that's certainly okay.
I think it should be pretty straightforward. So
okay.
We've had this fight before, so.
Okay, so you decide on how you want to brief it then.
Okay. Well, all right. I plan to get back to you by, I'd say, early next week.
Okay, and let me know what your schedule is, because that will determine... which of us keeps the case as far as the ability to get right on it in a reasonable time.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
In the future, if we need to do this, is that cut and dry?
We hadn't talked yet, so we didn't know it was going to be.